friends. Welcome back to a new episode of Two Idiot Girls Gone Wild. Woo! If you're watching the video version, you're probably like, why are you sitting so close to the camera? Our room's under construction. That's why we left the ladder up so you would get it.
Yeah. To be announced. TBA. Well, a lot of you have been fucking complaining about the curtains, so...
If the curtains are black, I can't see your hair. Why do you need to see my hair? It's not doing anything.
Is the hair making the jokes funnier? I'm just kidding. Anyways, we heard your cries, so, and your complaints. Just kidding. We knew that the pink and the black was just temporary. We were just trying to figure out what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So, we're switching her up.
Woo!
We're going to have
new
a couple.
New set alert.
Yeah, new set unlocked. So, this set just became colorful on the video game. You know how they're like grayed out when you haven't unlocked them yet? New location. Unlocked.
On like the map?
Yeah. Remember like on Tony Hawk Underground?
Tony Hawk Underground 2, I think about every day of my life. There will never be a more perfect video game.
I literally was like, I get to create my character. I get to make her look hot. I get to skate around.
But I get to also hold my skateboard and walk around.
And I get to run around. And I get to do missions.
And it's with a bunch of people from Jackass. What more could you really ask
what
for?
What more could you ask for? Ugh, bring her back.
Of course, I made mine look like a lesbian.
Mine was a whore.
Just skating in a miniskirt.
Yeah, with my tummy out and everything. Period. Guys, drink alert.
Drew's keeping that
motherfucking thing on me.
That company in business.
Sparkling. Wait. Ice. Yeah, sparkling ice, fruit punch flavor. All the flavors are fire, but this one, they did something to this one. There's something special in this. I think it's called magic.
I think it's a little thing called magic. Wait, can I have a sip?
Yeah. Crack her open.
Is this a brand new one?
Yeah.
Dang. First sip alert.
Whoa, that sounds nice.
Wait, tap your fingers on the bottle.
Yeah, I'm not really the biggest fan of ASMR personally, but I fuck with that. That carbonation on 2000.
It's spicy, all right.
Damn, that one is.
That one, it literally
period.
Made
me,
it literally,
period.
Period. It literally made my eyes water. Okay, also, we're moving our microphones and stuff around in the new room because no one noticed it, thank God, and don't comment about it because I will cry, but no one noticed that there was kind of an echo.
I didn't even notice, and I watched the whole thing.
But shout out to Morgan and Justin, who aren't on our Patreon, but one day I will have them on here as a guest. Justin did some sort of magical number to it.
And he fixed it. That's an audio engineer for you.
A professional.
Yep. Period. I watched last week's episode. I watched it from beginning to end. I was laughing like it wasn't me. I was giggling. I was cackling.
Those are the best episodes where I'm like...
I literally was laughing like I wasn't there. I was like... the whole time. I was fucking dying.
Those are the best ones where I'm laughing as if... like when we did it with Good Children.
Oh, yeah.
Who the two of them make me laugh so much.
They are so fucking funny.
Andrew texted me when our episode launched and he was like, I literally... was cracking up laughing and watching it as if I wasn't in the video and I wasn't there.
Me.
So funny.
Literally fucking me.
One of our favorite Good Children videos that went viral on TikTok right now is when they're talking about the Hunger Games. And Joe goes, I always plug them, but if you haven't listened to their podcast, it is the whole time so unbelievably funny.
Yeah. And honestly, if you love us, you're going to love them. They're literally variants of
us. They're
literally
the white gay men versions of us.
They're literally like the multiverse. Like that's us in another universe.
Like in Loki, like there are we're Sylvie and they're Loki or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But
they're like the alligator Loki.
Whatever the President fuck. Loki. Yeah. But they were like, Joe goes, literally, if we're in the Hunger Games and your first idea is to sprint to the cornucopia, you're a fucking bitch.
He's all like, everyone just like,
we're all
take
scared.
A second.
We're all scared.
He's like, let's all, none of us want to be here. Let's just take a second.
To get our bearings
and like just give me a minute.
Like obviously I want to sprint to the cornucopia, but I know a bitch with a spear is gonna kill me as soon as I get in there.
Some fucking bitch with a spear is waiting for me. Dude, they fucking kill me. The comments were so funny too. Like someone's like, no, seriously, like just give me a second. Like in all caps. They are
If you want to hear the rest of this episode, plus access a whole lot of fun perks like exclusive content, submissions, polls, chat community, and more, join the Idiot Friends membership at patreon.com/twoidiotgirls.